Hi, my name's Anthony and I'm an alcoholic. My home group is Steps in Rosanna on a Sunday night. That's in Rosanna in Melbourne. My sobriety date is 30th of November 2018. I was 41 when I got sober. The question I've been given to ask and to try to answer is, how do we turn our thoughts to someone we can help? This is related to the 10th step, continue to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. I'm not sure this is a question of how, but a question of when and why. The when and why are related to how I am personally travelling on any given day in my recovery. I've had excellent days where my ego likes to tell me that I'm a shining example of sobriety, but that same ego fuels my sense of entitlement. With that sense of entitlement comes new resentments, new opportunities to act selfishly, and new opportunities to inform the people I work with that they are wrong and I am right. Now, step 10 is the first of the last three steps that are sort of considered the maintenance steps. Step 10's wording is continue to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. This happens at the end of the day, usually. I reflect on my conduct, and I try to identify where I could have been a better person. If I recognise that I've acted poorly, I then ask how I'm going to turn that situation around. It might be an apology, or it might be an amends that I need to make to a colleague or to a loved one. If by some stroke of luck, I haven't accumulated a list of people I need to make amends to, despite my attitude being less than humble, I look for opportunities to be helpful to someone else in the program. I'm fortunate enough to have a service position in my home group, which keeps me engaged with the program weekly, and even when I am feeling like I really don't want to do it, that service position forces me to turn up to the meeting, to open up the doors, and to engage with the program. Now, that's one day a week. Any other day of the week where I am in need of this kind of connection to the program and just attending meetings isn't enough. I've gathered plenty of phone numbers in my 3 years of sobriety, and I reach out to members who are on my list of contacts. There are a couple who were probably regular recipients of my contact and that I do stay in touch with. And I check in with them, see how they're going. And I also look for where I might be able to help a newcomer. And that will be, if it's been through a meeting, I will give them my number and I'll follow up with them to see how they're going the next day, try to encourage them to get to more meetings. So how I turn my thoughts to someone I can help? Well, I do that because I've reflected on my conduct on a daily basis. And if my conduct has been less than on the path to being a better person than I was, then that's my when and my why. That's when I start looking at how I might be of service to someone else in the program. I hope this has been helpful. Thank you for the opportunity.